Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled A Not-So-Subtle Anecdote.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As you go, proclaim the good news, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. Back in ninth grade, I was a reporter for The Scribe, the Madison Junior High School newspaper, and my beat was the math department. I took this assignment very seriously, and right away, I decided to visit each math teacher to see what potential math scoops might be brewing. I grabbed my official journalist notebook, and I headed off down the math hall with a list of questions ready, my favorite of which was whether each teacher had a subtle hint for me, or perhaps an amusing anecdote. Okay, so you're probably thinking that those were pretty unoriginal lines of questioning, and you're right, they were. But unfortunately, the real problem was not my unsophisticated questions. You see, I knew the word subtle and anecdote only from reading. So when I asked the algebra teacher whether he had any subtle hints or amusing anecdotes for me, there was this long pause. Mr. Bowers was a kind man, and he tried not to laugh, but after he corrected my pronunciation, you can imagine that I couldn't get out of his office fast enough. And yes, it took me a long time to go back. Words matter. They matter in their meaning and even in their speaking. Words that give commands like cure the sick, or raise the dead, or cleanse the lepers, or drive out demons, they matter. We all know that. So what do those words mean? When we hear those commands now from long ago and far away, they can seem distanced from us. Like the words whose pronunciations I could only guess at because I'd never heard them spoken aloud. We know at one level what Jesus is telling us to do, but at another level, maybe we don't. I'm not seeing a lot of dead raised lately, and not a lot of lepers, period. Worse, that disconnect can provide an excuse to distance myself from the claim that Jesus' commands have on me. Do you see it? But everyone, maybe that distance isn't all that great. We can look around and see who's sick. The person without health insurance? The immigrant in the holding cell? The addict? We can look around and see what's dead. The broken faith of someone who's been harmed by the church. Our own heart where we've been injured or harmed by another. The lost love of the couple in marriage trouble. We can look around and see what needs cleansing. God's good creation comes to mind, among other things. We can look around and see what needs driving out. You get the idea. It's all in our understanding and action. Sure, I learn how to say the word subtle and anecdote eventually. And after that, I had to learn to form better questions. And after that, I had to learn to go out and find out what was happening around the school rather than rely on the math teachers to tell me about it. This is starting to sound a little familiar. Dear sisters and brothers, may you understand today that God calls us to work on behalf of God's reign. As Scott said in his preaching last Sunday, wherever you are, there's work to be done. Today, may you walk out of your home and cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. And by that I mean today, may you be a force for healing, an instrument of resurrection, a waterfall of cleansing, and a powerful agent for good. May we all be these things. Thank you.